Page 39, information about the Opticon by Catherine Thomas. The Opticon user list would like to share the following information with all current and former Opticon users. 1. Opticons can still be repaired. There are repairers located in the U.S., Canada, England, and Australia. 2. We are seeking all non-working or unused Opticons. These will be repaired and put back into circulation. 3. We invite all current Opticon users to fill out a brief survey describing their experiences, both negative and positive. 4. If we can collect enough survey data, there is a possibility of redeveloping the Opticon with modern circuitry to read some of the types of modern displays that other devices cannot read at this time. 5. There is a very active Opticon e-list where users share experiences and make plans for the future of the Opticon. If you would like information on any of the above or have any questions, please email braille@panix.com. Thank you. What is an Opticon? Invented in the early 1970s, the Opticon uses a handheld camera to explore a print document and convert the picture of what it finds onto a small tactile array composed of vibrating pins. The tactile picture is read with the end, about an inch long, of one finger. With practice, the user can move the camera over the printed material and read the images on the tactile array. The Opticon was manufactured until the early 1990s.